Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've had a pretty rough 7-8 days, and I'm not saying boo-hoo. There's obviously a bigger fish to fry, and I'm blessed. But I didn't realize how much I rely on my water heater. So I told you guys, I have taken hot showers for years. That's how I don't get sick after seeing patients. For some reason, You know, maybe it's a ritual, maybe there's not much to it, but I think the steam helps clear out the sinus passages, doesn't allow infection to set in. So when I would come home from a busy day at my medical office, I would just jump in the shower. So I would take a shower in the morning, a hot shower, then I would take a shower when I came home from work, and then I'd take a shower before I go to bed. And the reason why I do that is it helps me sleep. I don't want to be on Ambien or melatonin to sleep. So what I do is I get in the hot shower and I sing a couple songs. You know, depending on which soundtrack I'm into singing at the time. Cats sometimes join in. Sometimes the dog comes in. And I just stand in the hot shower and I just let the hot water relax my muscles. And then I immediately, you know, jump into a robe, get into, you know, my husband's boxers or whatever, jump into bed. And then I could fall asleep because you're kind of cold, right? So you take a hot shower for the muscle, then get cold. For some reason, it works, and that's how I'm able to go to sleep at night. It's this ritual. So I guess the other day, the neighbor said that we are having all this water drip down our driveway, you know? And I was like, who washed the car? Nobody ever washes the cars. We don't wash the cars. There's going to be a monsoon season in southern Nevada. We're going to get a couple droplets of water. That should be enough to clean your car. Well, apparently the water heater blew. So we call the home warranty because we have a home warranty. And, you know, it takes them a while. So the gentleman comes yesterday, and I'm all excited because I'm like, I have not taken a hot shower. Now, I've taken cold showers, and cold showers, they don't last that long. And, you know, even though it's better to wash your hair, I guess, in cold water than hot water because the toner doesn't leak. It just, I don't like my head being in cold water. I'm afraid I'm going to go into SVT or something. So anyway, so he comes. He's really, really nice. Don't worry, I didn't hit on him or anything because, you know, I haven't had a hot shower in a while. So I don't really want to get too close. And apparently he said that the way our house was built, we are sucking in carbon monoxide more than we should from our water heater. So I guess the water heater has a direct vent, and they stopped making them 8 years ago. My house is only 8 years old. We're not talking about a 60-year-old house. We're talking about an 8-year-old house in southern Nevada. And apparently the vent goes outside, but the intake vent or our furnace vent is like right next to it. So we're bringing the carbon monoxide back in. I've been very tired. I thought it might have been COVID or mono or my getting old, but apparently it could be carbon monoxide. Now, we have a couple carbon monoxide monitors, but they're upstairs. They're not by the water heater. So we asked him how much you're gonna, you know, it's going to take to fix it. And I'm going online. It says a new water heater is $1,500. Sometimes you can get it for $2,000. Sometimes you can get it for $800. So we're being told for the water heater that we need, it's going to be $7,500. I'm like, $7,500 for me to take a hot shower. So meanwhile, we have a camper, or we have an RV. So my husband brings the RV, parks it in the middle of the neighborhood. So I go and I take a hot shower. So I'm going out there in my bathrobe, naked, getting into the RV. We're really redneck, you know. And we live near some Golden Knights, so they're all cool. They're like, oh, that's Dahlia naked again. Bring in the dog. So I go and I take a shower in the RV, and then I come out. And I'm just waiting, you know, because I'm not going to spend $7,500. So everybody's saying get a tankless water heater. But my problem with the tankless water heater, my husband says that's going to cost us $10,000. Now, our house isn't that big. So I don't get it. But I guess if you have two showers going on at the same time, we have a family of four. I guess we need a bigger water heater. I don't understand that. But my problem is the house, I would almost have to rebuild the house because of the vents. So my question to you all, if you guys know anything about water heaters, is what's the safest water heater to have the least amount of carbon monoxide coming? Because we talked about carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is CO. It looks like OO, oxygen. And CO will compete with oxygen with the tissues, so your tissues think they're oxygenating, but they're getting this bogus carbon monoxide, and then you get tired, and then you could actually die. So I really like my hot showers, and I don't think the carbon monoxide's coming into the hot shower. That's my biggest fear. I don't want to pass out naked in the shower, right? You know, so a lot of times I shower with a bathing suit on, because I'm like, if I feel like I'm going to trip or something, you know, because when you wash your hair and you put your hair down, you get dizzy. So I'm like, I just don't want to fall or whatever. I don't want to be naked. You know, I'd rather be in a bathing suit, looking really good and fly. Because paramedics are hot in my neck of the woods. They are so hot. So I just want to look good. But why are the vents that close? And so if we do replace it, now I'm all nervous and paranoid that we're going to be breathing in carbon monoxide. Now, we could stick another monitor in the garage, but the problem is I have gone without a hot shower for a week, and I'm so worried that I'm going to not care, that the monitor is just dinging, and I'm going to be like, forget it, I just don't want to go without my hot showers. So if any of you guys know what the hell I should be doing, and do I get the homeowner? The homeowner already sold to the homeowner company that built our house because it was a new home. So I don't even know how to get in touch with them saying, why can't you fix the vents so we're not bringing back in carbon monoxide? But this whole water heater thing is ridiculous. I thought, and maybe I'm naive, that when you turn on a faucet, it's the water company that decides if you're going to get the hot water or the cold water. I get, you know, you have a water heater that kind of helps with that. But I could swear the water company is a little vindictive to me sometimes. Because what happens is I'm taking a hot shower and I'm singing and I'm hitting the notes, because when you're in the shower, you got the acoustics. So, man, I am Beyonce it and Mariah Carey it and Whitney Houston it and Christina Aguilera it. And I'm singing so damn good. And then all of a sudden the water turns cold. And so I'm like, me, and like, me, you know, because it's like cold, like, oh, what's this happening? And I'm like, I know the water company's watching me. So I thought it was the water company screwing. I didn't realize that that's my water heater. So I don't know what to do, but I don't want to breathe in carbon monoxide, and I just don't want to take any more cold showers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Supreme Court made a landmark ruling today, 6-3, in favor of New Yorkers being allowed to practice their Second Amendment rights and be able to carry a weapon without having to prove they have a dying need to carry it. Apparently there was a law, I think a 108-year-old law, that restricted licenses to carry concealed weapons in public to only those demonstrating a specific need or threat. New York isn't the only place that does that. Apparently, cities such as Los Angeles, Boston, Baltimore. And Justice Clarence Thomas delivered the majority opinion, writing that the New York law prevents law-abiding citizens from exercising their Second Amendment rights. This, I thought, was going to be a slam dunk. You saw this coming. You saw, the Second Amendment at risk. So I wasn't surprised by this. But we still are probably decades, if not centuries, from figuring out what is the best compromise, what is the best way to go in terms of the rising violence, the rising gun violence, and people being sitting ducks. So my question to you all is, what is the best way to stop gun violence? Is it limiting legal guns, or is it allowing people to arm up, train them, and using that to thwart an attack? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I'm biased because I come from a family where, you know, my father was in the military, my grandfather was in the police force. I'm comfortable with guns. I conceal carry. I've grown up with guns. I'm very, very comfortable, confident, and I don't really have a plan B on how to protect myself if somebody pulls a gun on me without using my own weapon. I can't do Taekwondo. I can't do karate. I can't do Krav Maga. I mean, I know some moves. But if I'm running around out there and somebody decides to pull a gun on me, like they did to my grandfather, where they pulled a gun to his head, but that was, thank God, at a time where you just got robbed and they let you live. Nowadays, they'll just shoot you in the head. But if somebody pulls a gun on me, I have to assume that they're going to pull the trigger. All right? The biggest mistake everybody makes, especially people that don't go through training with their gun, is they wave their gun around. And they wave their gun around, and they're like, I got a gun. No, 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 no. Okay? You have to assume, everybody has to assume that if somebody is pulling out that gun, they are going to use it to kill you. You have a millisecond to live. But you have a millisecond to decide what you're going to do. And I don't think everybody has the memo. You have people brandishing guns and waving them around, and then whatever, and then, you know, or they point a laser pointer or something that looks like a gun at a cop, and then they get shot. So I don't think everybody has the memo. And I'm wondering if we really need to go through a very, very mass public education on guns and gun safety and how to use a gun and how to protect yourself. And if the average bad person who gets an illegal firearm is aware that everybody around him has a gun, and they are going to shoot his ass, maybe they are going to be less likely to just go up to random people and rob them, or go up to random people and stab them, or go and take their car and run people over. If the average person realizes that I could take my gun, and I could shoot through your car window, or I could shoot at your car tires, or I could dismember you, if I think you are going to be attacking me or my fellow citizens, maybe they'll think twice. And it's not just me. See, right now, everybody thinks the only people with guns are cops. So if they don't see a cop, they think they're fine. Yet, if they believe they are in a city where 90% of us are packing, maybe they're going to be less likely to do stupid. Now, that's just my opinion. My opinion is we have a massive lack of training and lack of understanding of weapons. We also have a lack of control in terms of criminals getting weapons and criminals getting a hold of weapons who shouldn't have qualified, who shouldn't have passed the background check. And we just really seem to be behind the curve. And I know it could take decades to have a society where, you know, you mess with us, you mess with all of us. The second we see you take the gun out of the holster, you're dead. But I just wonder if that's the problem we're kind of running into, where everybody assumes that they are the only one with a weapon. And in a lot of places, they are because of these gun laws, because there's so, like the Aurora, Colorado shooting. All right. If somebody in the theater had a gun, they could have stopped James Holmes. But nobody had a gun because it was a gun-free zone. That in Oregon, thank God it was an off-duty police officer. This was some mall shooting years ago. And the off-duty police officer got himself behind a column, made sure he was seen, by the bad guy. Bad guy saw he had a gun. The bad guy stopped, turned the gun on himself, shot himself, and it was done. So I, you know, based on what I've seen, now mind you, I'm a physician. I've seen shootings. I've seen accidental misfirings. I mean, we have a real uneducated population when it comes to guns. And we have a lot of idiots that get a hold of them that shouldn't and do bad things with them. But in my experience and what I've seen is the people that can protect the other citizens and the people that know, that are trained in firearms, they seem to be the ones that are able to thwart a lot of these crimes. Thank God for law enforcement. Thank God, but we just don't have enough of them. And when you saw what happened with the Uvalde school shooting, if I was a teacher and I was told, look, if there's somebody that comes in with a gun, your only option is using your body as a human shield. I do it to protect the kids, but I'm like, why the hell can't I have a flipping weapon? Let me annihilate this person. Let me do what I'm trained to do. So I'm of the feeling that if you have people that pass the training, pass the background check, want to be citizens that can protect their vulnerable population, that they be allowed to do it. That's my thing. Now, yeah, could there be a one-off who decides to, you know, do something stupid? Yes. I mean, there's always going to be that. But I think our gun violence and our knife violence and our car violence and driving through parades, I think violence is going up because we have very, very severe mental illness. We have very bad people. And I don't think they're using logic. And so I understand why the Supreme Court ruled this way. Because if you need to convince your state that you're in danger, and the state has high crime rates, and they're like, nah, we're not buying it, we don't want you to have a gun, then you're a sitting duck. And unless you give us other means to protect ourselves from an assailant with a gun, we're going to want to protect us. I mean, we're humans. I got kids. I got a husband. I got pets. I got a mom. God forbid somebody pulls a gun, I'm going to take them out. Because I only have a second to choose my family or this guy's life or lady's life or whoever this stupid idiot would be that decides to either pull a gun on me or try to attack me or my family. I'm not going to screw around. And I'm not saying this is Wild West. It's just, it's you know, we have some dangerous people that will just come up to you and assault you. And again, and it happened in my family. My family has had a long history of just random people coming up and doing bad things to them. So my question to you is, if you have a better idea on limiting gun violence, I mean, I'm open, all ears. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But every human being has a right to protect themselves. And if bulletproof clothing is not very easy to wear, then we need to be able to be trained in weapons, and we need to be able to use them if we need to. And if we are stripped of those rights, one, it's unconstitutional, but two is we're sitting ducks. And we keep seeing sitting ducks. The Tucson shooting, the Aurora, Colorado shooting, the church shooting. Let us defend ourselves. And I think if society realizes that the average person in the store is going to, or the church is going to take them out, maybe they'll be less likely to walk in there with a gun. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of gun owners that want to carry their weapons outside the home. The ruling strikes down a New York State rule that gave local officials broad authority to deny permits for almost any reason. The decision, 6-3, enforces the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Suspected Democrat activists continue to attack pro-life centers as President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Department of Justice remain silent on the violence. The two Michigan pro-life center attacks were at the Lennon Pregnancy Center, that's in Dearborn Heights, and the Pregnancy Care Center in Redford. A Vietnam War-era helicopter crash in West Virginia late Wednesday afternoon, killing all six passengers and crew members on board. The Bell UH-1B helicopter crashed in a rural area near Route 17 in Logan County. The identities of the victims have not been released. USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration announced Wednesday it is investigating a new report of another child's death after consuming Abbott Laboratories baby formula. The FDA said it learned about the death from a consumer complaint it received June 10th. The FDA said its investigation is in the preliminary stages, and it will provide an update as it learns more. Americans are bracing for another shortage.
Folks might have to skimp on the mustard they put on their hot dog this summer. A poor mustard seed harvest in France and Canada is the main cause of the issue, along with the war in Ukraine. That nation is the world's third biggest mustard seed producer. Prices for mustard are expected to get more expensive as prices for transportation, jars, lids, and other supplies are also growing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The USFL playoffs are this weekend in Canton, Ohio. Both games will be played Saturday. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just in the previous segment talked about protecting ourselves, you know, in our homes and neighborhoods, but what about in our place of work? And, you know, one theory that many of us have had in terms of people coming back to the workplace is their concerns about security and safety. So joining us next is Jake Stouch, Director of Product leading the arms and intrusion business at Verkada. Jake, thank you so much for joining us. We very, very timely considering everything going on right now.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, and I completely agree. It's a timely topic.
Yes. Wow. So talk to us about some of the top security challenges businesses are facing.
Well, this can, of course, differ based on the specific business and industry you're in, but the security challenge we hear about most today is how to make the workplace safer for employees, and in particular, how to centralize the tools we're using for ensuring employee safety so that the people in charge of keeping us all safe can do so more easily, whether they're facing traditional security issues like protecting staff from burglaries or newer challenges like monitoring and maintaining healthy office air quality.
And I tell you, that air quality, I'm glad you brought that up because, one, not only are there risks from, an external source, but, also internally. I worked in a place where a bunch of us would go to house plants because we were worried that the air was not clean, that there could be mold. And it was people sometimes feel that their employers might not be, identifying these small details. Talk to us about the air quality in workspaces.
And with good reason, we see that 8 million deaths per year can be attributed to ambient and indoor air pollution, with an increased risk of mortality from things like stroke, heart disease, lung cancer. We're also seeing impacts in work productivity and school performance simply from having poor air quality. Making air safer really starts with understanding the air quality in your space, knowing what's going on. And Bricata offers state-of-the-art office air sensors, which can actually assess that air quality and how it changes over time, so you can then take steps to reduce indoor air pollution. The topic is obviously getting a lot of attention right now. Today, if employees are expected to be back in the office, they want to know that they are working in a place with good ventilation and clean air.
Well, exactly, especially with COVID, especially with pollution. Some of these buildings get old and there's toxic mold. So these sensors, what are these sensors able to pick up?
Yeah, so what they're looking for particularly is particulate matter in the air. We call it PM, and particulate matter of a certain size. So these can be water droplets or other pieces of fiber that are in the air, and by measuring the concentration of those particles, you have a good index of the overall quality of your air. So obviously, if there's more particles in the air, then you have worse air quality. And by measuring that and tracking that over time, you can make sure you're in safe levels. And if you're not in safe levels, you can take steps to improve your air quality, whether that's installing a new HVAC system or portable air filters.
And I think that's important for anybody. I even if you feel that your office is good with cleaning and all that, there's chemicals, there's people are bringing in dust and dander, and I just think clean air, we really don't appreciate how necessary that is. As you said, heart disease, stroke, I think it could lead to dementia. Years and years of exposure that's preventing good oxygenation. So, Jake, I love what you and Vercata do. I think that's fantastic. We're speaking to Jake Stouch, Director of Product at Vercata. So, security. You guys also, deal with security for employees, systems, buildings. Talk to us about the security solutions you guys offer.
Yeah, technology is having a big impact in the security space. There are so many systems that security teams need to manage today, whether it's security cameras, door access control systems, alarm systems, visitor management, environmental sensors. And if all those systems are disconnected, it can be an incredibly time-intensive process and a job where seconds matter. So one of the things Vercata does is we help make sure all of those security systems are, in fact, connected, allowing you to manage all of your systems and devices at scale through one simple web-based platform. That means all those systems I mentioned, those cameras, those door access controls, those alarms, security teams can view and manage all of those from a single platform, even from their mobile phone. They can also set up proactive alerting for these systems, everything from, hey, we've detected that there is a person in your building after hours when they shouldn't be, or the temperature in this office is way too high. All of this combined improves response team times and helps keep people and assets safe.
I think it's a huge plus, from a health standpoint. And, fascinatingly, I just got to let you guys know, Jake here, he went to Duke, and he has a degree in neuroscience. So, I mean, he trumps my years of education, neuroscience. So I really love your background because you really understand the elements and the nuances that, one, affect us, from a neurological standpoint, but also, from that microenvironment level. That's pretty impressive And Duke, mind you, Duke has been our, and I went to UNLV, so Duke kicked our butt in the Final Four in the 90s. So, but I am impressed with their academics. I'm not a fan of their basketball, no matter how good they are, but yeah, so that, this is, it's really nice to have you on, Jake. We're speaking to Jake Stouch, Director of Product Learning.
I appreciate that.
The alarms and intrusion businesses at Verkada. So, you know, I have worked in places where I've seen security issues, and I was afraid to bring it up, such as the doors are only on one side of the classroom where I'm teaching. So if I need to get the class evacuated and the you know, perpetrator is up front with me, I can't, there's no doors out the back of the classroom. What suggestions do you have for the average, you know, employee who doesn't really have a good chain of command to go to talk to them about their concerns?
Yes, it's a really important question here. And I think that depending on the business, there are different stakeholders that might be managing security. Sometimes that's IT personnel, sometimes it's facilities, sometimes it's actually a department of safety. But I do think it's important for employees to feel empowered to raise those issues. A lot of times those issues don't get noticed unless someone is calling attention to them. So I think it's important to, if you notice those things, speak up and find the person responsible and raise those as potential problems.
Yeah, nobody should be afraid they're going to get fired. You know, bringing up, say, and in fact, you know, many companies should be allowing these workshops that allow the input, saying, look, we noticed this. I noticed this door is always locked. We noticed this window is a breach. You know, I think a good employer and good management will be open to suggestions, and I think that's important. So, Jake, in the final minute, what else would you like to leave my listeners with?
Yeah, I think it's important to talk a little bit about the importance of unifying your security systems. You know, what we see today is so many of these systems are disjointed. You have all these systems separated. And it's important that security is easy to use for it to be used effectively. What we've really done here at Verkada that I want to highlight is bringing all of these pieces under one product and actually making it so you can access that from your phone. And that matters because we're not all sitting at our desks when an alarm goes off or some kind of threat arises. And with a system like Verkada, a user can open their phone, not just see that there's an alarm, but also see everything happening in that location, see the camera footage, determine if there's a false alarm or if there's indeed something that requires a police response. And if it does require a police response, they can dispatch the police, they can share a live link of the camera footage so that they have context when they arrive on the scene. And we're also expanding that functionality with new features, including a built-in monitoring service, so that we have 24/7 agents that can keep track of events that arise at your facilities and actually dispatch police and share camera footage without you lifting a finger, even if you're not available to respond. So bringing these security products together is really important, and I just want to highlight the power of the platform there.
I love that. What website can our listeners go to?
To learn more about Verkada, the physical security technology company I work for, visit Verkada.com, Verkada.com.
Awesome. Jake, can't wait to have you back. Thank you and your team for all you do.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is sponsored by the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Advances in medicine are possible when all people are represented in clinical research studies. That's why the global pharmaceutical company, Janssen, is working to ensure clinical trials are more diverse, inclusive, and equitable for all. Clinical trials are essential to the development of new medicines, and Janssen recognizes that all groups must be included so that health advancements can benefit as many people as possible. Stacey Hargraves, Vice President and Executive Sponsor of Janssen's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Clinical Trials effort, explains.
Diversity in clinical research not only progresses the goals of science and medicine, it also is foundational to health equity and creates a better future for all patients. Through our Research Includes Me program, we are partnering with communities to make clinical trial information easier to find so people know how they can participate and how their safety and rights are protected.
Visit researchincludesme.com to learn more about the clinical trial process and find useful resources for patients and clinical trial participants.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA is cracking down on Juul vape cartridges, pods, and they are banning Juul from marketing and selling their products. This comes as Biden has kind of had hankering for trying to limit the access that kids have to these products. You can own the device. Juul just can't market it and distribute it. So let me read what I have from the FDA. The FDA, it seems a little confusing, but they say the U.S. FDA has issued marketing denial orders, MDOs, to Juul Labs for all their products currently marketed in the United States. The company has to stop selling and distributing these products. Those currently on the U.S. market has to be taken off the shelves, removed, or risk enforcement action. The products include the Juul device and four types of Juul pods, including Virginia tobacco-flavored pods with nicotine concentrations of 5 and 3%, menthol-flavored, etc. And I think they already got rid of all the other flavors, so I don't think there's Tutti Frutti or watermelon or any of the others. So if you have a Juul, you aren't necessarily going to get arrested. It's just I don't think you're going to be able to purchase any more products. The MDOs pertain to the commercial distribution, importation, and retail sales of the products, but do not restrict individual consumer possession or use. And the FDA will not enforce your owning one. It's just I don't know how much useful it's going to be once you run out of the cartridges. So they said after reviewing the company's pre-market tobacco product application, the FDA determined that the applications lack sufficient evidence regarding the toxicological profile of the products to demonstrate that marketing of the products would be appropriate for the protection of public health. In particular, some of the company's study findings raised concerns due to insufficient and conflicting data, including regarding genotoxicity and potentially harmful chemicals leaching from the company's proprietary e-liquid pods. Those have not been adequately addressed and precluded the FDA from completing a full toxicological risk assessment of the products named in the company's applications. So the FDA is basically saying you didn't give us enough information. All right, we don't like what we're seeing. You're done. Now, some of you might think this is a fantastic move. Others might be like, Let's think about this one for a second here. So, I'll be honest with you guys. I have not been a fan of vape products. I think they did go too far. When my patients would tell me that they were off cigarettes, and I'd be like, good, you know, you kicked the nicotine habit. Oh, no, I vape. And they would vape more than they ever smoked. I got nervous. And I wouldn't tell people to vape as a substitute for smoking. I would try to bring up some other measures and modalities because I wasn't a fan. I also wasn't a fan of all these kids vaping. And now using something to become hooked onto nicotine and possibly a gateway to other things. There was a study showing marijuana use rose with those who vaped. But also marijuana became legal, so you wonder if that's associative or correlative or what. But I was not a fan of these young kids vaping. And when I walk the dog in the neighborhood, you see all these vape pens and cartridges and things like that thrown on the side of the road because these kids are at the park and then they dump it before they come home to mommy. So I have a problem with that. However, on the flip side, whenever I see the government go after one company, I have to, as an American, just kind of stop and go, okay, wait a second, are they going too far? Is it Juul's fault that the FDA and other entities did not enforce the proper sale age? Aren't vape products not supposed to be bought under the age of 18, and didn't they change that to 21? I could be wrong. But if rules have been made, is it Juul's fault that those aren't being enforced? So Juul, as a private company, has to basically go under because the rules were never enforced and they have no role in enforcing it. I almost wonder if that's a little unfair. Now, somebody can say, well, Dr. Dahlia, it's a company that makes vape products. And I get it. I think vape products can be very bad. I've seen studies linking them to heart disease, possibly cancer. We know nicotine could affect your cilia and the brush border. We know nicotine in and of itself is an issue. We think it's highly addictive. I am not a fan of vaping products from a health standpoint. But I'm also American, and I also understand our constitutional rights. And if a company is marketing something that people want, and they are abiding by, okay, we are not going to sell it or market it in pediatric settings, it's going to go only to the adult stores or AMPM or whatever. If they are following what they're supposed to follow, why all of a sudden are they now getting, you can't market it? Well, Dr. Dahlia, because, you know, vaping isn't necessarily safe and therapeutic. Scotch isn't necessarily safe. These lubricants for sex. Do companies have to stop marketing and distributing lubricants that young kids might buy and get in trouble with some unprotected sex? I mean, there are a lot of products out there that we don't want kids to get into. I don't want kids to touch knives. I yelled at my kids, my boys growing up, leave the knife alone. I don't want them touching Bic lighters. So does Bic have to completely stop marketing their lighter? The lighter is used to smoke, to light your cigarette. Or it was used, sadly in that case, I don't know if it was Bic per se, but a lighter might have been used when those kids were dousing a soccer ball with gas, lighting it on a fire and kicking it around the neighborhood. So are these little handheld lighters dangerous? Should they be not marketed? So you see where I'm going with here? I am not a fan of any vape products as a physician. But when the government says you're done, you can't market it, you can't distribute it, we're not convinced that your product is safe for kid, you know, around kids and adults. There are tons of products. There's chainsaws. There's knives. There's drills. There are lots of things out there that are not, that people can hurt themselves on. Lawnmowers. Didn't one kid get impaled by falling on, what did this kid fall on? This kid fell on a toy and the toy pierced him. Now, usually then those toys get recalled and they do get taken off the market. But it was such an odd fall that this isn't a normal thing that happens with that toy. I mean, people can take a tricycle and smash their neighbor's kid's head with it. Are all tricycles then taken off the market? So the issue I have is we have these laws and we have these rules, and if they don't get followed, the company then gets in trouble. You're like, but I thought you guys were enforcing all these new rules with vape pens and all that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.